Ezekiel chapter 41. In this chapter, Ezekiel's vision of this future temple will continue. In the last chapter, we saw in this vision all of the temple up to the entrance of the sanctuary. And I had missaid that only the high priest goes into the sanctuary. Actually, certain priests go into the sanctuary regularly, but only the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies is in the back of the sanctuary. The sanctuary is in the back of the temple area. The temple that Ezekiel is describing, I have said that it's a future temple. It is not Solomon's temple, because that temple was destroyed. The temple in this vision that Ezekiel is having is about 16 times bigger than Solomon's temple. So it is phenomenally massive. It's as big as some cities. And it's not Herod's temple, because it's around 3 times bigger than Herod's temple, which was the second temple. It can't be the New Jerusalem, because again, no animal sacrifices would be allowed. And also, when we read the book of Revelation, you will discover that the New Jerusalem is the size of a small planet when we go over the dimensions of that one. So that one is far bigger than this temple in Ezekiel's vision. Another guess would be that it's the third temple, because when the Jews build the third temple, which they will be doing, or at least attempting to do, they will want to give animal sacrifices because they don't believe that Jesus is their Messiah. So they will blaspheme the Lord by making animal sacrifices if they do build that temple. It's possible it could be the third temple, but there doesn't seem to be any negative connotation to this temple, and it seems like this vision is honoring the temple. But the Lord would never honor a third temple that allowed guilt offerings or sin offerings for sacrifice. Because now that Jesus has become the ultimate and final sacrifice for us, it's blasphemous to offer any sacrifice for our salvation. And that includes religious sacrifices, like going to church, reading the Bible, and praying. You cannot get your salvation by sacrificing anything to the Lord. The only thing that's required is repentance of our sin and putting all of our faith in Jesus. It's probably not any of those temples. The next question is it the millennial reign temple? This is the millennial reign temple, the temple in which Jesus Christ himself will reign as king over the entire earth for 1,000 years. The Lord will set up this temple himself after the tribulation, and then there will be 1,000 years of peace where he and his people reign from Jerusalem. In this chapter, we're going to see that there are many more rooms in the wall of this temple so that many thousands of people can live and work here. This temple does receive sacrifices, which we will read about in some of the next chapters in Ezekiel, but it never accepts the sin offering or the guilt offering, because that was done on the cross through Jesus Christ being the Lamb of God and sacrificing himself for our sins. The only offerings that it receives, which we're going to learn about in, I think, chapter 47, is the fellowship offerings and the free will offerings, and the offerings of consecration. Those are the offerings that we do give to the Lord once we become Christians. The fellowship offering is when we rejoice because we have peace with him. The consecration offering means that we have sanctified our entire lives to him, and we don't serve any other God, and we don't serve any other purpose except his purpose. Which means our career is not in charge of us, our family is not in charge of us, society is not in charge of us. We obey the Lord. The other offering is a free will offering, which you give to the Lord any time that you're full of joy and you just want to thank Him. And this sometimes is given to poor people in the name of the Lord, or it's given to support the functioning of the church because you're so thankful for how God has blessed you. So in the millennial kingdom, as the book of Revelation tells us, the nations will come to the temple and they will celebrate and practice the feasts of the Lord that were prescribed in the book of Leviticus, and they will bring offerings to the temple. But no one will ever bring a sin offering or a guilt offering. That would be blasphemous. A lot of scholars believe that this temple is a metaphor for the worship of God's people, and the sacrifices themselves would also be metaphor for how we worship the Lord and what He has done for us. And there is metaphorical spiritual significance with this temple, just as there was with the original tabernacle that Moses built and the original temple that Solomon built. The ordinances of the Lord have always been assigned to us of Christ. So there's always been metaphorical significance with every temple that was built for the Lord. But the fact that it's showing us where the offerings are made, but it's only mentioning the offerings that do not relate to Christ on the cross, and the fact that it's as big as a large city, and it is being measured to show Ezekiel that it is concrete and real, all of those factors show us that this is the future millennial temple of Jesus Christ. And then the sanctuary would be His holy courtroom, and the Holy of Holies would be His throne in this temple. Verse 1, "And He bringeth me in unto the temple, and He measureth the posts, 6 cubits, the breadth on this side, and 6 cubits, the breadth on that side," the breadth of the tent. A tent is a dwelling place, and in the Holy of Holies, that is where God dwells. Now, in our body, Jesus dwells inside of us by faith through the consecrated life. So there is a Holy of Holies in our body in a spiritual, metaphorical sense. This temple also represents each believer's body, and Jesus Himself is alive and inside of each believer. 2, "And the breadth of the opening is 10 cubits, and the sides of the opening are 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on that side, and He measureth its length 40 cubits and the breadth 20 cubits. A cubit is about 1.5 feet, depending on what kind of cubit you're using. There are 2 pillars on each side of the entrance of the sanctuary, and the porch itself in between those pillars is about 5 cubits. The width of the gate is 3 cubits. Remember, the outer wall of the temple was 10 cubits fat. The outer wall of the gate of the sanctuary is approximately 4 or 4.5 feet thick. The full length that you walk along the porch to enter the front door of the sanctuary is 11 cubits. So that's somewhere around 15 feet that you would walk. Only priests would go in here. 3, "And He hath gone inward and measured the post of the opening 2 cubits, and the opening 6 cubits, and the breadth of the opening 7 cubits. Now He is the angel who is measuring all of these areas of the temple in Ezekiel's vision, in the spirit. 4, "And He measureth its length 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, unto the front of the temple, and He saith unto me, This is the Holy of Holies." When you walk inside the sanctuary, it is 20 cubits from right to left, which is around 30 feet wide from side to side as you're facing the Holy of Holies. And then if you walk all the way to the Holy of Holies, that's approximately 40 cubits, which I think would be around 60 feet that you would walk going forward inside the sanctuary. And this is the place where the Levites would go, and they would light the candles and place the showbread there. They would also burn the perfume incense on the incense table, and they would also put the wine offering there. And the showbread is 12 loaves of bread. Each loaf represents one tribe of Israel, and the incense represents the priesthood of Jesus Christ. All of the furnishings inside the temple itself is inlaid and overlaid with gold, which represents the kingship of Jesus Christ. And the candles represent the seven spirits of God that stand before his throne, which we will read about in the book of Revelation. The Spirit of God is there, his people are there, which are the showbread, and Jesus also is the bread of life. So the showbread represents Jesus as well. The bread of life is the bread that we're supposed to be spiritually consuming, which is God's word. Jesus also is high priest, and this is all the sanctuary area. In the Holy of Holies, only the high priest can enter once a year. Jesus was sacrificed for our sins on one day of the calendar year. He was only sacrificed once because that's all it took for our sins to be forgiven and for our lives to be transformed by his blood. When the angel said, "This is the Holy of Holies," what he meant was, you're looking at the Holy of Holies. He didn't tell Ezekiel that Ezekiel was inside the Holy of Holies. He told Ezekiel that he was looking at it straight ahead, which he was. 5. And he measureth the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of the side chamber 4 cubits, all round the house round about. The wall of the house would be the side walls. So those are 6 cubits high, which is somewhere around 9 feet high. It looks like the breadth of the entrance to the Holy of Holies is also 6 cubits. That would make sense because the breadth of the entire room is 20 cubits. 6. And the side chambers are side chamber by side chamber, 30 and 30 times, and they are entering into a wall, which the house hath for the side chambers all round about, to be taken hold of, and they are not taken hold of by the wall of the house. These are Levite chambers for the priests that watch over the sanctuary. And those are the priests that burn the incense and place the showbread and all of those duties. But it says that you cannot access their chambers from the inside of the temple. You access the chambers from the outside, which makes sense because otherwise they would be sleeping in God's room and that wouldn't be clean or holy. They have to go outside the sanctuary, and then their apartments are accessed by staircases on the outside of the building that go up to each level of their apartments. And they have multiple stories or multiple levels. Each apartment does not have anybody on the balcony area or anybody on the inner wall, because the inner wall is the sanctuary itself. 7. And a broad place and a turning place still upwards are to the side chambers, for the turning round of the house is still upwards, all round about the house. Therefore, the breadth of the house is upwards, and so the lower one goeth up unto the higher by the midst. I don't understand the architecture of this, but Solomon had the same thing, where there were stairs that took you up to the next level of chambers. And of course, you would be assigned a certain chamber on a certain floor. But these chambers get wider as you go up, which is really interesting. 8. And I have looked at the house, the height all round about, the foundations of the side chambers are the fullness of the reed, 6 cubits by the joining. The foundation of the sanctuary is actually higher than the wall that goes around the outer court. So the sanctuary is raised really high, and from a distance, when you're looking at the temple, you will see that 10-foot-tall wall, but above it, you will see the sanctuary. because you have to go up steps to go into the inner court, and then you have to go up more steps to go into the sanctuary. 9. The breadth of the wall that is to the side chamber at the outside is 5 cubits, and that which is left is the place of the side chambers that are to the house. And between the chambers is a breadth of 20 cubits, round about the house, all round about. And remember, these are temporary chambers where the Levites stay when they're on duty, for however many weeks or months they're on duty. 11. And the opening of the side chamber is to the place left, one opening northward and one opening southward, and the breadth of the place that is left is 5 cubits all round about. The chambers are placed only on the north side of the sanctuary and on the south side of the sanctuary. There are no chambers in the east side because that's the front entrance. The north side of the sanctuary is the right side, and the south side of the sanctuary is the left side. On the inside of the outer wall is a whole bunch of other apartments, about 30 or so, and those are for the other Levites who perform the sacrifices and attend to the inner court and the outer court. But the priests who live on the north and the south side of the sanctuary are attending to the sanctuary itself. 12. As to the building that is at the front of the separate place at the corner westward, the breadth is 70 cubits, and the wall of the building 5 cubits broad, all round about, and its length 90 cubits. There's a huge building behind the sanctuary. This is a storage area. This is where God's utensils and furnishings for the temple are kept. This is also a place where linens and anything else that's needed at the temple is kept. This place stores resources for the temple, and in the body of Christ, the Lord provides us resources to do His work. He gives us the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit that help us bring the gospel to other people. This building is on the west because it's behind the sanctuary. It's 70 cubits across, which would make it almost 100 feet across. 13. And he hath measured the house. The length is 100 cubits, and the separate place, and the building, and its walls. The length is 100 cubits. The distance between the chambers of the sanctuary to these outer area where the priests and the Levites can eat, that distance is 20 cubits. So there's 20 cubits going around the sanctuary in between the sanctuary and the dining rooms for the priests, because they do eat part of most of the sacrifices, all except for the burnt sacrifice, and that's their payment for their work in the temple. The breadth of area in front of the sanctuary, which is to the east of the sanctuary, is 100 cubits from right to left. So that's the kind of the sanctuary courtyard, I guess you could call it, because the inner courtyard is bigger and the outer courtyard is even bigger. The courtyard in front of the sanctuary is the smallest courtyard. 15. And he hath measured the length of the building unto the front of the separate place that is at its hinder part, and its galleries on this side and on that side, 100 cubits, and the inner temple and the porches of the court. 16. The thresholds and the narrow windows and the galleries, round about them, 3, over against the threshold, a ceiling of wood, all round about, and the ground unto the windows and the covered windows. It sounds like there is a breezeway that is covered. It has a ceiling in between the back of the sanctuary and that huge storage building. Evidently, there are windows around that storage area as well. And the distance is 100 cubits from the front of the storage building to the front of the courtyard in front of the sanctuary, which makes sense because the sanctuary itself is 40 cubits on the inside going to the Holy of Holies. So it would make sense that the courtyard, the steps, the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, and the space behind the sanctuary would equal 100 cubits. 17. Over above the opening, and unto the inner house, and at the outside, and by all the wall, all round about, within and without by measure. 18. And it is made with cherubs and palm trees, and a palm tree is between cherub and cherub, and two faces are to the cherub. In one of Ezekiel's visions, he saw cherubs that had four faces. Now, these cherubs that are in the temple have two faces. Palm trees are also decorating the inside of the temple as well. These are carved onto the walls in gold, just as King Solomon created them in Solomon's time for the first temple. There's something about palm trees and the Lord. He uses them as imagery a lot. They do represent the people of Israel. Perhaps they also represent spiritual growth because palm trees grow really high. They could also represent shelter and protection because trees often represent shelter as well as being a food resource in the Bible. The walls are decorated with beautiful etchings of cherubs and palm trees. 19. And the face of man is unto the palm tree on this side, and the face of a young lion unto the palm tree on that side. It is made unto all the house all round about. This isn't saying that the palm trees have faces. It's saying that the cherubs that are decorating in between each palm tree, each of those cherubs has two faces, and the face on one of its sides is a lion's face looking at the palm tree in that direction. And then the face on the other side of the cherub is the face of a man looking in the other direction at the palm tree on its other side. The man's face represents that Jesus came to earth as a man to suffer as we do and be tempted as we do, so that when he resisted temptation, his blood would have the authority to not only forgive our sins but to transform our lives. And it shows that he suffered greatly for us. The lion's face shows that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is unconquerable. 20. From the earth unto above the opening are the cherubs and the palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. These etchings of cherubs and palm trees are as tall as the wall. They're massive. 21. Of the temple the side post is square, and of the front of the sanctuary the appearance is as the appearance. 22. Of the altar, the wood is 3 cubits in height, and its length 2 cubits, and its corners are to it, and its length, and its walls are of wood, and he speaketh unto me, this is the table that is before Jehovah. That's the incense table, where the perfume is placed in honor of the Lord, and the incense is burned. This table is in front of the Holy of Holies, and it's in the back of the sanctuary, because the Holy of Holies is a room to the far west side of the sanctuary. The Lord wants to smell that perfume, because it's Him. It's His signature fragrance. This incense table is pretty high, because it's approximately 4.5 feet high. It's approximately 3 feet wide. 23. And 2 doors are to the temple and to the sanctuary. This means it's a double-sided door that opens like leaves opening on each side. The sanctuary has a door that opens double-sided, just like the temple entrance. 24. And 2 leaves are to the doors, 2 turning leaves are to the doors, 2 to the one door and 2 leaves to the other. 25. And made on them, on the doors of the temple, are cherubs and palm trees, as are made on the walls. And the thickness of wood is at the front of the porch on the outside. So God's people and his angels are attending the Lord in the sanctuary. Angels and palm trees are decorating the outside of the sanctuary as well as the inside of the sanctuary. 26. And narrow windows and palm trees are on this side and on that side, at the sides of the porch and the side chambers of the house, and the thick places. There's narrow windows also around the sanctuary, just as there were narrow windows at each of the gates. And that concludes Ezekiel chapter 41. We're going to investigate more about this temple in the next chapter.